We are here in our Tuesday Business Spotlight, and I'm excited because normally you would be hearing from either Sina Block with Managing Mompreneur Mayhem or Janice Clark with Social Media Help Not Hype, but we are starting once a month. I'm going to actually be hosting our Business Spotlight with a special guest, somebody who's going to be sharing their business and what has what it's taken them in this business world to grow. And I'm thrilled because today, my first guest on the Tuesday Business Spotlight is iPiggyBank founder, Shara Nadler. She is a seasoned communications professional and a very busy mom who was seeking a parent-friendly tool to help her manage chores and allowance and teach fundamental money management skills to her three boys. Let's face it, if moms don't find it, we make it ourselves. And since she wasn't happy with what was out there, she created her own chore and allowance management system for today's busy families. And iPiggyBank was started in April of 2013, and it offers an online chore and allowance management system for young families. And I just love this because those of you who listen to our show have heard me talk about chores and kids. And, you know, my kids started with chores at 18 months old, and it was until they were 10 and a half that they actually realized it wasn't fun. It was work and wanted to get paid. So I just love that this is something that Shara's doing, and I want to bring her in so she can actually really share her journey with us. So Shara, hi, welcome to Word of Mom Radio.
Hi, Dory. Thank you so much for inviting me today to be a guest. I am so excited to be here.
Oh, me too. I'm thrilled to have you. I really am. And I want you to share your journey, you know, through your business life and what has, you know, prompted you to now start your own business.
Sure. I would love to share that story and that journey, as you put it, because it really is a journey. It started for me because, like moms, we are so busy. And at the time, my boys, I have three boys, were very young. I had a five-year-old, and I had twin boys who were two. And as a busy mom, I was trying to get dinner together one night, and so I set up my five-year-old on my computer, and I told him to start putting his wish list together for what he wanted for his birthday. And he worked really hard. I told him what the parameters are, that this is how much, you know, your price range can be, and these are the brands you can look at. And I got back to tending to my twins and dinner. And when he told me he was done, I looked over, and he had done a beautiful job. And he then asked me a really smart question. He said, "Can I use my money that I earned to buy something on my wish list?" And I thought to myself, and we all know as moms, that when kids use their own money, they appreciate, take better care of, and the toy lasts a lot longer when they buy it. And
yes,
so I also, my next thought was, I actually don't even know how much he has to spend because I really haven't done a great job keeping up with chores and tracking them and following up on them and keeping track of his allowance. And so it really got me thinking, it's such a priority to me to teach kids, to teach my kids about responsibility, learning independence, and the value of what it means to earn something and earn money. And then to be wise and smart with how you spend your money. So I wanted him to learn how to use his money and spend it, but I also wanted him to learn the value of being able to save money and to give back, to share money, to be able to be part of being part of a bigger community, to give back to something he cared about. So it really sent me looking for a tool, a product that could help me as a busy mom manage chores, track allowance, and teach fundamental money management skills to younger kids. And that's how my journey began, looking in the marketplace for a product that could fit my needs.
See, that I'm serious. That's what I love about moms. You know, moms start with why. We really do. When we create something, it's like if it's not out there, we find a way to make it happen.
And
what did you find was, what was your biggest challenge in creating something like this?
Well, when I looked in the marketplace, what I found were really well-intentioned apps and well-intentioned web-based services. The apps did not meet my need because they were either very chore-focused or they were really geared towards teens and tweens. And I really felt that, or they used, sometimes they used points to be the motivator, and it wasn't really teaching money management. It was, if you do your chore, you'll get these points, and you can use these points at our carnival, you know, our virtual carnival. And that wasn't the message I was trying to get across. And then I looked at web-based products, and I found that they either look like spreadsheets, you know, bank ledgers, or they were really geared towards younger, they were either geared towards older kids, these bank ledgers with features that really didn't apply to my young family, or they really were so young and they really focused on how to stay online and use your points to do this at the carnival. And I wasn't trying to give my kids an excuse to stay on, to be on the screen longer. So I started iPiggyBank from there on. I said, how can I create what's right for my young family? And I wanted a product that my kids could go on and they could see what I had set up for them to do, and they could log in, check off their chores, and be active. They were on screen time, but then they were off. They had to make their bed and clean their room. They had to change the towels in the bathroom. They had to water the plants. So they had to be active to get back on the screen to actually say they completed it. And the way that iPiggyBank works is that, you know, as a parent, I log in and I put together the chores that they have to do with their value amount. And then my son can log in independently and see what his chores are to do. And there's a timeline of when they're due. He checks them off. He goes, he does them, he checks them off. And when he's done, I get notified. And then as a busy mom, I really appreciate this feature, because if I don't get to it that minute that he says he finished his chore, I get reminders from my piggy bank.
Ah.
And I find that incredibly helpful. So I can stay consistent with that, with this tool. And so then I can go and I can see that he did his chores. And when I approve them, he can then see that his three accounts that I set up for him in a save, share, and shop account are increasing. And that's so motivating for him and for the kids that are on it. So I set out to create something that really works for a young, busy family.
See, I love that. You know, it's so funny. And I shared this with you when we were talking about you coming on the show when my oldest was 10 and a half. That's when he realized that mopping the floor was actually work and people got paid for it.
Right.
So, you know, we made a private deal that he would get a $5 a week allowance. And about 3 weeks later, we were at a store and he saw a Spider-Man figurine he wanted. And he brought it over to me. He's like, Mommy, can I have this? And I was like, sure, it's $12.99. So with tax and everything, that's like 3 weeks of your allowance. And his eyes just like, I have to pay for it. And I was like, well, it's very easy to spend mommy's money, but do you want it enough to spend your own? And his, you know, I could see him working and he was like, no. I said, then there you go. On the flip side, and I didn't tell you this story, one time he was about 13 years old and his brother and sister had done something. I forget what it was. It was really special. And he was like, you know what, Mommy, I want to take everybody to Friendly's for ice cream on me. And I was like, really? I said, Danny, that's a lot of your allowance. You know, that's going to cost you almost 4 weeks of your allowance. He was like, Mommy, I've been saving money and I want to take the family for an ice cream treat. So we went to Friendly's and it was so cute because at the end he went to take the bill up and the manager was there and he said, oh, Mommy gave you the money to take the bill up. And he said, no, this is my money. I treated Mommy and my brother and sister to ice cream. And the manager looked at him and he was like, you did? He said, yes. He said, give me your check, please. And he took his ice cream sundae off the check.
That's incredible.
As a thank you to him. He was like, what a lovely thing that you're treating your mother and brother and sister. So this one's on us. and just made him pay for the three. It was so sweet. But, and what a validating thing for him that mm-hmm. this man was like, you know what? You did that, so we're going to do this for you. I thought it was just so amazing that he would do something like that. Yeah, absolutely. It really was.
And you know? And that's part of the giving back. That's why it's so important to iPiggy Bank that we explain to the kids the fundamental money management skills include sharing and giving back. And that can mean anything to every family. And that's what's unique about iPiggy Bank and is that every family on our site has their own fingerprint. The way that I set it up for parents when they initially set up their account is that they put in what is right for their family. So for when they put in their chores are unique. Some chores in a family are not going to earn allowance, but some chores will. And that's what we want younger kids to understand, that they have the potential to earn money and have responsibility and can have that empowerment of being able to take their family out for ice cream. That's incredibly empowering. And we also want, you know, the parents can then sit down and talk about, we need to set up a bank account for you. We want you to, in your save account, be able to save enough money, and then we move that money into your bank account. And so I've started to have relationships with different banks so that we can really encourage young families to set this up now so we can really get kids thinking about banking. They don't necessarily see it anymore because it's virtual. So where's their bank and how much are they putting in? But the share part is so important to us that kids understand that, you know, in your family, you would have set up family time. In my family, my son is passionate about fighting hunger. I have a nephew who's passionate about donating his sports equipment. And so it's an opportunity, and that's really what iPiggy Bank has created, an opportunity, a first-time conversation for a family to sit down and talk about what are their values around money? What is it that you know, works for their family, and to generate a discussion to start instilling healthy financial habits. And then the kids really are learning this incredible skill of not only can they manage their money, but they have pride in the fact that for the example you just gave for your son to take his family out and then to be rewarded in addition to that. How incredible is that? That's a great story.
You know, it really is. And it's funny because what my kids never found out was when they actually did want to spend their own money on things, I always wound up giving them extra chores so they could make that money up. Mm-hmm. But happily, they never realized it. Right. Although, you know, and it's funny because we were down in Baltimore, my kids, and we were at the aquarium, and I'll never forget my son coming out of the gift shop and saying, "Mommy, I'd like my allowance." And I said, "You know what? It's vacation. Anything you'd like, I'll buy." He goes, "No, Mommy, I want my money for this. I'm mm-hmm. buying something special, and I wanted to buy it with my own money." And I was like, "Dan," and he's like, "Mommy, it's my money." I was like, "Okay." And I gave him his money, and he came out with this dolphin ring for me.
Oh,
and he's like,
"Look,
Mom," and you know what? It broke about 6 months ago. I still carry it in my wallet because someday I'm going to have somebody remake that ring for me.
I
want that exact, but yeah. And I mean, my son is 27 years old. He bought it for me when he was like 11
right.
or 12. So I've had this thing for like 14 or 15 years. Yeah. And believe me, it's better than diamonds to me.
Right.
But it
I
is.
Get it.
It's exciting. It really is exciting when you teach your children there, you know, it is an empowering thing when a child can take their own money to do mm-hmm. something, and especially to give back. I love that that is part of your program,
right,
you know,
right.
and what you are teaching. You know,
right.
So what's the reaction been for you with all of this?
The reaction has been incredibly positive. You know, from parents to kids to educators, we have had such an incredible response. Parents are excited to start implementing the system into their home. Parents are excited to have these conversations that they never had before. It's hard sometimes as a busy family to stop and say, okay, you know, for a mom, it's just easier to start picking up and cleaning than stop and say, okay, everybody. But when you have your kids motivated and they understand their role, the family's working as a team. And that's such an important piece to just stopping, getting everyone on board, and bringing in an important conversation. You know, you brought up ice cream before, and it's interesting. It's such a great time to sit down. We recently this summer had an event at Ben & Jerry's in northern New Jersey, and we think that's such a great time to sit down and talk about, you know, healthy financial habits and how you would set up by Piggy Bank. And it was such a home run. So I love that you brought up that ice cream example. And from educators, we're now our offline program. We have a curriculum that we developed for second, third, and fourth graders, and we are now in school, and we support classroom learning. And it's based on the tenets of the site. It's learning fundamental money management skills. We take a big step back to work with the younger kids so that they understand and learn financial literacy as a language as they would any other languages. They are such sponges when they are young. So we come into the classroom and we do a workshop for 90 minutes, and it complements the units that the classroom is learning, usually around social studies when the money comes in to the social studies mm-hmm. unit. And so we really, we come in, and the teachers have said it's such a nice fit. The difference is that we don't just focus on money. We focus on how to manage it from the save, share, and shop perspective. So it's very comprehensive, and it's very out of your seat. There, kids are up. We use different learning modalities to teach in the class so that all different learners can learn the content. We use art, we use writing, we use literacy connection, and we use experiential learning. So the kids actually have a store that we set up, and they have some money, and they can go up at the end of the class and show us how they've learned the concepts of save, share, and shop. And it's amazing to see what they'll now spend their money on. We give them change. We give them about 30 cents. But, you know, we price it so that some kids can buy one thing. Then kids, we go back and they show us through writing and art what they're saving and what they decided they wanted to give back and what they bought. And it's just the whole class is humming. It's just a very exciting classroom workshop. And we're also doing after school. We work with PTOs. We work with clubs. And we bring, it's an eight-week or 10-week after-school program where we teach the class, and we really break it down. Every week builds on the next week. It's one big story over 8 weeks of learning healthy financial habits.
My
and the kids
job
love it. The kids are having a blast. The kids are having a blast. They are up there, out of their seats, and they go home with a booklet that they produce from that class to talk to their parents about. So we're really bridging what the kids are learning in the classroom or after school to home so that parents have something that they can use to kick off the discussion of finance.
I'm serious. My jaw is actually hanging open that you have translated this. I'm serious, into school programs and after school programs. That is not an easy thing to accomplish.
It has been a journey. It's been a journey of love, a passion of love. I'm happily stay up late at night. I work around my kids' schedule. My oldest is now 8. My little guys are going into kindergarten in the fall. If I can share with any of my mompreneurs out there, I know how challenging it is. And I would find time, you know, when I first started and I was putting my business plan together, I literally would make a pot of coffee for myself when the kids went to bed at 8:30, and I would work sometimes till 2, 3, 4 in the morning because this meant so much to me, and I know what it's like for other mompreneurs. You're so driven, and I'd get up at 6:30 with my kids and get through the day, and when they were at school, I worked. I worked in the car. At red lights, I had a pad. I would write down ideas as they came, and my business plan came together, and I started really with one foot in front of the other until I really got leverage, and now I have traction, and it's just so gratifying. So it's a journey.
Wow. You know, we're going to take a quick break here just to say thanks to our show sponsors. And our Tuesday Business Spotlight is actually being sponsored by our Business Spotlight hosts, Janice Clark over at bizmsolutions.com. For those of you who know Janice and those of you who don't, I suggest you connect with her because she is really taking your social media presence to new heights with realistic goals. You know, as she always says, if you want hype, go three streets down, make a left and look for the unicorn and the balloons. You know, she's going to give you realistic ways to manage your online presence and actually make it effective. And again, you can find her at bizmsolutions.com. And here's a little commercial from Sina Block.
Sina Block's mission is to help mompreneurs worldwide do two things successfully: own profitable businesses while putting their families first. Known as the Mompreneur Mentor, Sina Block founded sanespaces.com to empower mompreneurs to leverage their talents into successful income-generating businesses in the time they wish to devote to working. Sina Block is paving the way for thousands of mom entrepreneurs who want to replace their salary with a business that allows them to spend the best years raising their children. Stop trying to do it all yourself. If you desire the freedom to work on your own terms, be fully present with your kids, avoid overwhelm, and make money while the kids are at school, sanespaces.com provides programs and the step-by-step guidance you need to make your work-at-home business a success.
I love that commercial because that is actually her oldest son who recorded that for her. And, you know, I've had so many moms say to me, wow, do you have any shows that teach you how to, you know, manage all this stuff? I'm like, yes, every Tuesday for years now. And the wonderful thing is it all becomes an archive. So really, for you moms that are out there listening, especially new business owners, go back in, take a listen to these archives because it'll save you a month of Sundays worth of work. It really will. You know, and we are back here live with Sharon Nadler, who is the founder of iPiggyBank. And you can find her iPiggyBank. Go to ed.ipiggybank.com. And that way you'll find all of the information. It's a really fun, easy site to navigate. And, you know, before our break, we were talking about where you were sharing what it was like, especially in the beginning of this business. You know, working till the 2 or 3 in the morning, you know, it is, and especially summertime, the biggest juggling act in the world. Yeah, I hear the laugh. Believe me, my kids are now 27, 25, and 23. I've been a mompreneur since 1994, so you do the math. My kids are really little. And, you know, it's so funny. I was just seeing a video on Facebook today, and it's like, moms, the day that school starts, and it's this gorilla, this giant gorilla who's dancing around. It is. It's like, oh, my gosh, I can get back to actually working normal hours while the kids are in school. You know, and I, just like you, would be at a stoplight. I can't even tell you how many times I hit that record button now on my phone. Thank God for the new smartphones.
Exactly.
And hitting that button and recording those ideas. I used to call friends of mine as I was taking a long business drive, and I'm like, write this down because I'm in traffic. I'm driving. I can't, but I had a great idea.
That's, you know, a great idea. I didn't think about that one. That's a great idea.
Oh, yeah. You know, and so as you've been building the business, how helpful have your children been in it?
My kids have been amazing. My oldest son considers this his business.
Good for him.
I know. My entrepreneur. And what they see is that this is how hard you have to work to start a business, and the passion and the commitment it takes. You know, my son is always giving me advice, or if I run an idea by him, he says, oh, I like that. Or, you know what, mom, I think that maybe that wouldn't be, you know, as fun in the classroom as this. So I love talking to him about, you know, he's right in the age range. My little ones, I have doing chores now. And I love seeing, you know, how they respond to different chores, because it helps me when I write a blog, to encourage other moms to be able to suggest ideas of how to motivate younger kids, and my son, my twins, as I said, just turned 5, and they are grasping on to the content. They get it. So they've been incredible. All three are a muse for me and motivating me.
Isn't it fun? It is. And the input that your children can give you, you know, I have a company called Safety Bags LLC, and we have a line of clear bags and backpacks and sports and travel bags and things dealing with safety issues going on in schools, offices, airports, things like that. My kids were absolutely instrumental as I was designing things. You know what, Mom, we need this. And you need to put, you know, at that point, it was a calculator holder on the side, and doing this and doing that when I was first, you know, coming up with these ideas. Then it became the cell phone pocket. And I've made modifications where actually now you can actually put your tablet in the front part of the bag, zip it up, and work your tablet right through the bag. You don't even have to take it out. You know, I know. It is. It's so funny. I actually bought a tablet literally just to use as a selling piece for my, but on the flip side, you know, I was at my brother's house and I was watching, you know, Mad Men on my tablet. My brother walked in. He's like, "Is that still in your bag?" I said, "Yeah." He's like, "Man, that is too cool."
That is cool. That's very cool. But it's a good point. That's my kids absolutely give me input. And my oldest son will say to me, you know, when you go in the classroom, you know, with the store, I think you should set it up like this because that's a little distracting. Or, you know what, Mom, I think these are going to sell better than this. So he really, he is so instrumental and excited about iPiggy Bank. And every little step I make, he is joyful for me, which makes me joyful. You know, when our first bank signed on to be a corporate partner with us, he was so excited. He really, every little bit of traction we get excites him. He was excited I was on the radio today with you, Dory. He was so excited. he was going to the beach and he said, "How am I going to listen in, Mom?" And I said, "Don't worry, you'll hear it later." He woke up reminding me, you know, today is the day you're going to be on the radio, Mom, to talk about iPiggy Bank. So every step I take is, you know, for him, so thrilling. So it's that is so much joy for us.
Well, I have to tell you, I retweeted your tweet with your photograph of your kids with the sign that my mom's going to be on the radio. I was like, okay, now that is the cutest thing ever. I've been doing this for a couple of years now. That was the best.
They were that excited. They kept jumping up and down, jumping. Finally, I said, "Here's a sign. I'm taking your picture." And my social media associate said, "Hold on, we're putting that up." And it was her brainstorm. And you know, that's how excited they are.
But I'm serious. And how validating for you is that as a mom, as a mompreneur? Because let's face it, we all know what it is to have people say, "Oh, you know, when are you going to stop and get a real job?" Or, you know, "Are you crazy? Well, why would anybody want to do that?" There's so many more naysayers out there than the people who are going to be like, "Good for you." You know, once you become successful, then it's like, "Oh yeah, I supported you all along." It's like, okay.
Yes, exactly. I think that's a really good point. There were, you know, in the beginning, I kept hearing, "Well, can you execute this? Can you execute this?" You know, I had a 40-page business plan. I had financials, and I would sit down with potential investors, and you hear so many no's, and you hear so many inappropriate questions that you know are not asked of men. You know, things like, you know, here I have a 40-page business plan and financials showing a very sustainable business. And I hear things like, "Well, you know, how can you execute this? Who's going to pick up your kids after school?" I can promise you, they did not say that to a man sitting at the table with them saying, "How are you going to pick up your kids today?"
Right. It's amazing.
I didn't let it discourage me because I knew, I believed in what I had. And for other mompreneurs out there, trust and believe in yourself, believe in your idea, take those no's to make you stronger, and keep pushing through because you can do it.
So how challenging was it for you being in a tech space, you know, with the back end of all of this as a woman?
Oh, that's a great question. It was challenging. It was definitely, I really got up to speed. I was not from that industry. My background is in communications, marketing, and public relations. So I really had to, when I did my market research, really look into what is it going to take to put the specs together on what the website would look like. And so I connected, once I got the look down of what I wanted, I connected with a local university, and I worked with the computer science department. And I was able to get interns to help me draft out a prototype. And I know everything. I knew everything that they were doing as far as what the features would entail. And if I could recommend anything, taking some type of basic computer programming class would be incredibly helpful for anybody who wants to go into this space. And I was able in 9 months working around the clock. I was the project manager. I wrote what the content would look like, the feel, the look of the site, and was able in 9 months working with the computer science department put together my prototype. So that's how I got into it. The tech space is a very challenging space. There aren't many women in the space, but it's growing. The percentage is small, but it is growing. And the women that are in it are incredible because there is such a support network. The motto is keep going. I feel like that there should be shirts that women are wearing that just say keep going, because everybody is so encouraging from when I had the concept to the prototype to now being in beta. Whenever I have, around other female tech entrepreneurs, it's just keep going. Don't look back and just keep it forward. And that has been incredibly motivating.
See, for hours, it was get motivated. My webmaster and I, Linda, were designing sites back in the dial-up days, mm-hmm. where we would work on a page or two until 8 or 9 o'clock at night after the kids were, settled down. And then it was like, all right, well, we'll check in the morning after I drop the kids off for school. I'll swing by and hopefully the page will be uploaded by then.
Right. That's because, very challenging.
Yeah. That's what that, now she's in Florida, I'm here. And it's like, oh, Linda, hey, I just worked on this. Hey, hit reload, boom. Right. And but it is amazing in this industry. And our watchword was always get motivated. That's what it was. It was just, and it's amazing because when you find that group, especially of women, and this is why Word of Mom Radio is here, because I personally feel a lot of women in business are still in that, oh, I can't teach you how I did it because you're going to steal my boyfriend mode.
Oh, right.
And it goes back to that whole high school thing. And I think that is where men network with other men all the time. Doctors network with doctors, lawyers with lawyers. You recommend and refer patients and clients and things like that. Women tend to be a little more closer to the vest. And that's why I think mompreneurs break that mold, because
right,
we are used to relying on each other. If you can't get your kid off the bus, or you're stuck somewhere and your child is sick and another mom picks them up, we tend to rely on each other more. So I think that's where mompreneurs, and why we are becoming, I think, the fastest growing demographic business wise.
I would agree. And I think that from an investor point of view, because there are so few female investors, but it is growing. There are investment funds that are now focusing on training women who have been successful to be angel investors, and women who are able to go to female angel investors for not only seed investment or a larger investment, but also for their advice and their help down this path. So I think that, again, another group of women that see, let's help each other, let's grow our network. And so that, again, is another way that we really understand how to come together and support each other.
So where are your programs? What schools are you in? What schools is this available in?
So we are based in New Jersey, and we are growing in schools and in after-school programs. We will be in three counties in New Jersey. In the fall, we're going to be in Bergen, Essex, and in Morris County. We also are available nationally upon request. We can train trainers, but we work with certified teachers only who lead the classrooms and the after-school programs. So we are hiring teachers, but the teachers, it has to be certified teachers. And so the programs are expanding now because we are able to train, and we're also, more schools are saying, you know what, we don't offer in our school a money management class. Which isn't uncommon. There are only 17 states that offer, even in high school to graduate, a credit, the credits they need in economics to learn money management. So it's not being taught in elementary school. And so schools are really interested in getting the curriculum into their schools. And the after school, I mean, parents just get it. So I work with a lot of PTOs. Who say, you know what, we offer enrichment programs. The kids get out at 3:15. They would walk into a classroom, and we start our enrichment programs from 3:15 to 4:15, either for once a week for 8 weeks or once a week for 10 weeks. And those kids are up and about. They've been sitting all day. We keep them moving. We want them in group, in a rug. We have them standing. We have them doing activities. We have them learning through, games. So they are not thinking, oh gosh, we're going to another class. They are, and then they get to go home, and what every class there's take home for them to continue the conversation at home. So so we're growing. Our beta version online is gaining new users every day, and we're now moving in the direction where we're working on our app. So the app version is coming out soon.
How excited! Look at you!
Thank you.
That is just so incredibly exciting to hear. It really is. It really is. It's got to be so incredibly fulfilling for you with each step, each new step, and each new program. And what was it like that first school you went into? Did you do that yourself?
Well, I supported the teachers because the teachers run the workshops in school. Again, it's only led by the certified teacher. So, but I was there to observe, and all this. It was thrilling. I mean, it was truly exciting. First, the assistant principal came in to watch. The teacher stayed. Then the assistant principal came in. Then the principal came in. Next, I knew the superintendent was watching. So, it really drew the attention. And I knew that this program was unique. I knew it was special, and I knew that it was dynamic. And it was a home run. We were called back to say, you know what, we want to meet with you to talk about how to keep this going with the kids. So what was really thrilling was I got thank you notes from the kids in one of the classes. And the thank you notes were, you know, we did a second grade class. One of the thank you notes was, I really hope you come back for third grade. Another note said, you know, I understand now that my money can be used in three ways. I don't just shop with it. I can spend, save, and share with it. So it was such a home run for us. It's all good. I mean, it's all good what we do in school, after school, and online.
There, it really is. I mean, what an exciting thing. And like you said earlier, at this age, they are sponges. They're just going to absorb. You know, I remember one time for Entrepreneurial Week, I was asked to come and speak at a magnet school in Connecticut. And it was kindergarten through eighth grade. They ran their own. The school was set up like a city. Every grade had a profession. The eighth graders were the political. So that was the mayor and the deputy mayor and the chief of police and blah, 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 blah. The kindergartners, they had a greeting card business. And the first graders were this. And they had their own money system. They had their own banking system. The seventh graders were the bankers. I mean, it was remarkable to me. And their success rate, I think at last count, 97% of their students went on and graduated college.
That's fantastic.
You know, because it was such an empowering thing to be doing. And, you know, when I got there, the mayor of the school walked me around and took me to each classroom. And, you know, and of course they're learning their, you know, everything that everybody learns, but the structure in it, I think when you encourage kids like this, it makes learning so much more fun. What a great way to learn how to shop, how to spend, how to save, how to share your money in a way other than just out of a book. I mean, you know, because you want to encourage them. You want to excite kids when you're teaching them things. And I mean, what a fun, really is just such a fun program that you are doing and what you have created. Now, can parents, they through the beta version on your site, they don't have to go to a school to do this, correct?
No, the online beta version is to help with chores and allowance at home so that you can manage your chores, you can track allowance, and you can start teaching fundamental money management skills through the Save, Share, and Shop accounts. And offline, if parents are interested in it for their school or their PTO, they can reach out to me directly. You can reach me at info@ipiggybank.com. And again, there's no Y in iPiggyBank, and I did that because every I stands for I save, I share, I shop, and it's really it's very empowering for kids to do that. So it's IPIGGIBANK. So you can reach me at info@ipiggybank.com.
You know what? Before we end up, there is somebody here on the line in the 201 area code. There's not a one next to your name, but I am gonna take for granted that you'd like to ask Shara a question. So I am bringing you in here to this conversation. Hi, this is Dory. Who's this, please?
Hi, this is Debbie.
Hi, Debbie.
Do you have
a question? We're awesome.
Yeah. Great. It's so nice to listen. And Shara is so inspiring. I really just wanted to call in and congratulate her on doing such a great job with this business. It's something I think we've all needed for our kids. So my question would be, what has been your biggest challenge that you didn't expect along the way?
Hi, Debbie. Thank you so much for calling in. My biggest challenge along the way has been finding time that can keep up with my passion. You know, I find myself working on the pickup line for my kids and getting so much done, waiting in line to pick up my kids. It's being able to squeeze out the hours in the day to get things done. And I find that as a mom and as a mompreneur, I am incredibly productive. What it might take someone a week, I'm really able to focus and get done with the amount of time that I have. So I really appreciate you asking that question. And I would encourage other moms to use that time to pursue their passions.
Fantastic.
And thank you for the
great question.
I appreciate it.
Oh, sure. Okay. Very good. Thank you. And best of luck to you.
Thank you. Have a great day.
You too.
Thanks so much for calling in, Debbie.
Yep, that's nice.
And how validating to hear for you, you know, and as we wrap this up, as we wrap up our conversation here, again, you can find the full version. Go to ed.ipiggybank.com. I really encourage you, go over, take a look. You know, the sooner you give, let's face it, the sooner you give your kids chores and things like that, the you know, more you're empowering them to take going on in their life. And it really is exciting. So as we wrap up, Shara, what would you like to leave our listeners with today?
I would like to say, first, thank you so much for joining us and listening to my story. I would say, look at resources to help you grow your business. There are resources everywhere. Network, look into how a local university might be able to help you. Network with like-minded folks and just keep pursuing your dream. And please reach out to me to learn more about iPiggybank. I love talking about it, and I hope to hear from you.
I hope that people reach out to you too, and I thank you so much for being here with me today. I'm so excited about what you are doing. I really am. And I can't wait to send this over to my son and his new wife. My son just got married a couple of weeks ago for their nephew, Nico, who's 4. And his mom is an educator. They're up in Connecticut. And I know that Anne will jump all over this. I could just see her jumping all over this because this Fantastic. Is just so, you know, what a fun way to possibility. So again, Shara, thank you so much for being here. To all of our listeners tuning in, it's really nice to be back on the air again. It was nice to take a little break, but I'm glad I'm back. And for those of you tuning in, our little housekeeping, tomorrow, Kaz Winters is here with the Sneaky Mom Show, and she's going to answer that question, what can you do with a paper plate? Which I love because, you know, Kaz show always knows that, you know, kids learn best when they think they're playing. And then on Thursday, Katie Nicolai from Wine Shop at Home is going to be here with me on our Thursday Mompreneur Model Show. So it's a jam-packed week and a great month of amazing women coming up. So join us. And again, thank you all for tuning in. Shara, thank you for sharing here with me today. And until, you know, my pleasure. My pleasure. Until tomorrow, this is Dori DiCarlo saying thanks so much for being here and go out and create a marvelous you. Bye for now.